like a weekend getaway for two.
Maybe aisle six?
Ah, right. Past the pool. Ugh, I mean pasta.
American Express. Get rewarded at Whole Foods Market and supermarkets all over town. Not all card issuers offer rewards programs. Individual terms and conditions apply.
Next in line?
I'm buying. What do you want?
Thanks. I'll have a beach bag.
What?
Sorry, I mean a Big Mac.
Anything else?
Skydive? Small fries.
Use your American Express card, and even those everyday things will get you thinking about the rewards to come, like a vacation somewhere exotic.
Oh, and new shades?
You mean a thick shake?
Yeah.
American Express. Get rewarded at McDonald's and restaurants all over town.
Not all card issuers offer rewards programs. Individual terms and conditions apply.
Boar's Head Oven Gold turkey sandwiches are being stolen every day. To defend your sandwich, put yourself in the mind of the sandwich thief. Now, you open the fridge, and knowing everyone is off to the big meeting, you consider whose lunch you'll steal. There's a tub of Mindy's macaroni surprise, which you don't want to touch. There's a horrible-looking foot-long mess that's obviously subpar. Ah, there it is. A Boar's Head Oven Gold turkey sandwich. Turkey doesn't get any better than this. The best quality pure turkey without preservatives, without fillers, without ground-up questionable things. And so you swipe the Boar's Head. Of course, knowing how desirable Boar's Head Oven Gold turkey is, the sandwich owner may be ready for the thief.
Gotcha!
Oh, is this your sandwich? It looks exactly like mine.
Nice try. Boar's Head Oven Gold turkey. Compromise elsewhere.
Try a slice of Boar's Head premium deli meats and cheeses in select supermarkets, gourmet stores, and fine eateries.
The road is not exactly a place of intelligence. For starters, over 100,000 miles of highways and bridges are in disrepair. As for the drivers, they're texting, eating, grooming, anything but driving. At Audi, we think it's time to bring some intelligence to the road. That's why we engineered the new Audi A6. It takes in real-time information, continuously analyzes the road, and makes 2,000 decisions every second to combat whatever the road throws its way. But whether or not you're driving the new A6, there are some things you can do right now to help our cause. Like place your hands at 9 and 3, not 9 and latte. We're on a mission to smarten up the roads. The new Audi A6 is here. Audi, truth in engineering.
Your Twin Cities Audi dealers invite you to experience the new, intelligent 2012 Audi A6 with legendary quattro all-wheel drive today or 24/7 at TwinCitiesAudiDealers.com. It's the Purple versus Motor City Kitty Sunday at noon. Watch the game at Park Tavern because with drink and food specials and die-hard fans, every game is more fun at Park Tavern. ParkTavern.net. Highway 7 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Eat, drink, party. Park Tavern. You don't even have to golf at Stone Ridge to enjoy the place. Danny's Bar and Grill is brand new and offers happy hours, wine specials, drink specials during Sunday football, and an incredible menu, including their award-winning pecan walleye. More at StoneRidgeGC.com.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
Broadcasting live from the Pick Point Studios. This is FM 100.3. The Fan.
Super Bowl homeboy.
The Vikings.
Hell no, we're going to go to the playoffs next year. I'll tell you that right now.
Make a little noise here. We're 4-4 right. Mall of America, the Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes, Mall of America, Vikings Country. I am Mush, your host, along with Jared Allen. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, and it's good to see our crowd like quadrupled in size since last time. I mean, it's hard to beat two, but we did it. All right. Give yourselves a round of applause. All right.
It's a good-looking crowd here. We love it.
We got Mullet Man in overalls back, who's missing in the hair.
I know.
No mullet no
Sad.
More.
Sad.
I get it. You look classy.
You just went all business. What?
you automatically went up like 3 pay grades, which is tight. You know what I'm saying? I get it.
We've decided, we talked about this earlier before the show started up, that if things go bad and we're really up against the ropes, Jared and I are both going to fake a cramp. And so that way we can stop the offense from coming at us. Did you see the Giants game?
Oh, no.
Have you seen this?
Oh, did they do the fake injury, fake
They did
cramp?
The fake. But no, here's the best part. They did synchronized cramping. So two guys did it at the same time.
Oh.
And now the NFL is all upset about it.
And it was horrible. It's not even like hot. Where were they at?
They were playing.
In New York, right?
Yeah.
It gets like fall.
But the best part is that they both just can't give it a, oh, I'm so hurt. And down they went. It was like the worst acting job ever.
You know what? Just, yeah, that's pretty pathetic. Just run off the field. You know what? I'm not, and speaking of pathetic.
I was trying to divert this
I'm
to a different way.
I'm absolutely disappointed with my co-host because I was driving to work this morning. I always turn on his show on, K102.
Uh-huh.
And I abruptly turned it to your rival station because... We're friends, right?
Yeah, I would like to say
you.
Think
you
so, yeah.
Also do work with the Vikings,
absolutely.
Besides the show,
yeah. Uh-oh.
And you have the audacity.
Oh no,
the audacity to start bashing us in the morning.
I did not.
That is crap.
No.
For once, the Vikings have a chance of being 0-3. Take your 0-3 and shove it right up your can, pal. Because we're going to beat the living piss out of Detroit. All right.
I like it.
And then you want to open the phone line so people can call in and bitch about it? Excuse my French, but I'm pissed off.
It was all part of that X Factor that starts tonight with Simon Cowell. So
come get your Simon Cowell and complain about the Vikings. You know what? We blew it. I get it. Let's just touch it on that. We choked, and I apologize for that. But at least we have a good team, and, you know, so don't. Oh, you made me so angry this morning.
But look at this. So you got a game this weekend at home. You're taking on Detroit. Okay, you play a full game for once, and you get the win.
The way I've been telling people, and I'm telling our fans, like, listen here. Like, we've beat two teams. We just lost the game. We've physically been beating the crap out of them. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't know what happened, and we blew two games. So I apologize for that. But don't be a fair-weather fan, especially when you're a friend, dude.
Well, I didn't say specific people or anything.
Dude,
and I wouldn't
aching.
Because, you know what, you are on a 5-game stretch right now where you've had a sack in 5 games going back to last year.
Yeah.
You got the pick. I was all over that for you. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, but you know what, I had to stick up for my team, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, disappointed.
You win
by actually throwing it out there in Radio Land that we have a chance of going 0-3.
You win against Detroit. You go against Kansas City, your old team, and they suck. They're horrible.
Yeah, you know
they're brutal.
And here's what I tell you: we were in this position back in 08. We were 0-2. We lost a couple close games to begin with, and we have a much better team than we did in 08.
Yeah,
you know nothing against Gus Frerotte. I like the guy, but you're telling me we end up going 10-6 with Gus Frerotte as a quarterback. I think we're going to do just fine.
It's one of the best first names ever, Gus.
Gus.
You can't go wrong.
It's pretty simple.
You got a name. Gus, either.
What up, Gus?
Normally you're like, hey, Gus, where are the hammers? What aisle is that? But still, it's a great name. I love it.
But anyways, okay, now I'm done.
We're ranting
about you.
We're friends again.
We're friends again.
We're going to make this thing.
I turned the station. I did.
I'm sorry.
93.1. They were playing some good music.
What time do you normally get up? We'll do that earlier then. We started with the Twins. They're going to have 100 losses, for crying out loud, this year. It's just been brutal.
And they got a new stadium, so that's nice.
This is Vikings Country. We are here in Mall of America. And, of course, the Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes, which eventually we will be doing some Bar Olympics sometime during the season.
Okay, yeah.
Sometime during the season.
Let's get on a winning streak, and then we'll...
Yeah.
When the atmosphere is a little more positive.
Okay, so...
We don't need angry, hateful drunks.
This is weird because we've already broken our cardinal rule. We've talked a lot of football.
Well, yeah. I just had to get it off my chest
because,
you know, you aggravated me this morning.
I'm sorry.
It's cool now.
So let's talk about Carl Weathers, because I was thinking about this the other day. Carl Weathers has not made a bad movie. If you think about it, Carl Weathers, former NFLer. He was a defensive back for the Falcons. This
trying
guy.
Trying to figure out who Carl Weathers
well,
was.
No. He was Apollo Creed in Rocky.
Ah, yes. Okay. That's all you got to say. Why church it up? Like, okay, great. We know his name. Just say Apollo Creed.
He went 4 movies before they killed him off. You know, the Russian
yeah.
you know, takes him out. Ivan Drago, greatest movie ever.
I don't know. I think, you know, two might have been the greatest.
Three was really good because of that weird scene where they're jumping up and down on the beach and it got a little weird and they're wearing the short shorts.
Well, four was actually pretty awesome, too, because he was training in, like, Siberia.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Which is dope. And I think every kid went out and, like, their parents, well, probably not willingly, but their kid, like, their dad made them go run in the snow of Minnesota. You know, I'm like, tight, dad, boots and snow.
What? He was also
I lived
a
in California. We didn't even have any snow, so he just threw ice at me.
Carl Weathers, Predator. Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. But then also, he was Chubbs.
He was Chubbs.
Yeah. Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore. He has not made a bad movie, but here's the problem. Is I'm noticing this right now, that there's not an NFL, former NFLer, and I'm not, you know, speeding your career along anyway, by any shape or form, but we need someone to hit the movies and give us great movies once again, and
you know
I think
what?
That's
I've
going
been,
to be Jared
Allen. I've been offered some parts. I actually turned down to be a co-star in the in some new Billy Bob Thornton movie.
Really?
But here's the part they wanted me to play. I was like there's something wrong with me and I couldn't speak. So I had to spend the whole movie with like a talk and speak around my neck or like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I would type it in, a type and speak, and then it would speak. I'm like, that's not acting. That's just looking like an idiot, which I do for free all the time. And
they didn't trust you with the lines. Yeah. They're like, just make this happen to his character.
See, I really don't want to be an actor. I think cameos are cool. I actually, be honest, I like writing. I think like the behind the scenes stuff in film is really cool.
Yeah.
I just want to do like the typical meathead like cameos. Like I want to be the bouncer with like the one cheesy line. Or just a random dude on the beach, like,
what's up?
And that's it. Like, that's it. I'm like, all right, tight.
That would be awesome. I just thought you'd be the guy for that. All right, so here's one for you. And again, we cover a lot of football here during this show, so just you know, strap on the helmet and get ready. This is Vikings Country with Jared Allen. So, you know, guys out here, you might want to, you know, think about getting the ladies maybe a boob job or something like that. There's a new way, because that gets expensive.
Okay, that so we go from Rocky to boob jobs, all right.
This is this show, hello.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, like, all right, so there's a woman in Bangkok, this Thai woman. No, seriously, this is a true
story. I'm just saying, every good story starts when I was in Bangkok.
She runs Bangkok's only boob-slapping beauty salon. She swears that she will increase your breast size by just having you come in and she'll just slap them around. She'll also do your face,
so
your butt.
So basically, she's legally molesting people.
Yeah. Well, you pay for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
Here, it's like, here's $5. Please kick me in the wiener. Like, no. Not cool.
Well, what's the end result? Yeah. That's a really big thing.
Well, swelling for a few minutes, so I guess it does work, right?
Big tickets coming back. Kevin Williams is back in the lineup. That's going to be a big difference for not only the run stop. Of course, we do have to talk a little bit. You know,
yeah,
the second
segment,
we do have the scouting report.
Ticket is awesome. Kevin's a good friend of mine, and honestly, it's been kind of lonely out there without him.
Yeah.
Because usually I got someone to talk to and joke with. And believe it or not, like when we're on the football field, we're usually joking about other stuff. But, yeah, so I've been like, oh, hey, you know, no one to talk to. Like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll just rush the quarterback. But, no, having Kevin back is going to be huge. He's obviously an instrumental part of this defense and this team, and we're happy to have our full squad back and ready to get rocking and rolling.
What do you think about the wave in general?
Two sides of that story here. Mm-hmm. When it's poorly done, it might be the most pathetic excuse of a crowd. When the wave is poorly done and you got three people doing it, you're just like, goodness gracious, give it up.
And those three people
try to keep it going, right?
You get three passes,
When it's done properly,
yeah,
it's probably one of the coolest things. And then when you get the top level going the opposite direction as the bottom level,
nice.
Be creative with it, people.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then it needs to, as it begins abruptly, it needs to stop abruptly.
See, I'm kind of against
it. I hate the one that lingers.
See, I'm against it, one, because I'm eating my nachos here, and that's making it really tough for me. Two,
then get up. I get it.
You're making me go around too many times, and if I'm going to exert myself that much, I might as well be on the field.
So you're saying three. There should be like a three-pass maximum.
Exactly. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
But then also, it's weird because the dome was built in like 1982, yet we're still stuck in 1982. That's the best idea we have is the wave.
What else are fans going to do?
Well, I don't know.
What else can you do in synchronize? Like everybody stand up and sit down at the same time?
Well, you come up with something clever. I don't know. I mean,
clap.
Mardi Gras flash. I don't know. Something.
Well, here, let's go back on the dome since we're talking about 1982 dome. I've never been a part of a stadium that was built to decrease the noise. Like the new dome top has these weird things and it's supposed to lower the sound,
right?
The noise levels in the dome. I thought the whole part of home field advantage was to have more noise.
Weren't they saying we were pumping in too much noise for a while? Now it's like a library?
Well, the noise might have caused the roof to damage. You know what I mean? It's like designing a roof in a place where you get about 152 feet of snowfall a year without a melting process.
I did notice this while you guys were taking on Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I noticed that you were trying to get the crowd, really trying to get the crowd going and stuff like that. And for a while there, the crowd wasn't necessarily completely into it. I mean, that's the 12th player right there.
You know what it really is? I thought the crowd was great until they booed us at the end, but I was booing myself at the end too. So I get it. I get it. But yeah, I know having the crowd is phenomenal. You get an extra jump, they can't hear the snap count. So it gives you that, that extra burst of adrenaline. But I thought the crowd was good. The second half, it took them a little bit to get back into it. But then again, it took us a little bit to get back into it, I guess, too. So we're even, all right? We're even, guys. Let's have a better showing this week.
They are so going to win coming up here on Sunday. And I'm not just saying that because he got mad at me early and he's within arm's length at all. The Vikings in it. What do you guys think? Detroit win? We got it right? Huh?
Look at, you're like turning our fans against us.
I did not. I was trying to.
I heard a louder clap at like a golf event.
It was a good putt.
I don't know. Detroit. All right.
Hey, the Vikings have introduced a brand new 2-game flex ticket package that includes the return of Green Bay Packers to the Mall of America Field. That's coming up on October 23rd. And for more information, visit Vikings.com/flexpack. Tickets are limited, so get your flex pack and do it today. Second segment coming up on the way. We have our scouting report, the only way we can do it here at Vikings Country.
Obviously.
Breaking down the Detroit Lions game coming up here on Sunday. That's coming up next on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
The Vikings.
Super Bowl homeboy.
See me right out of the sunset on your color TV screen.
Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes here at Mall of America. Let's make a little noise. This is Vikings Country with Jared Allen. I am your host, Mus, and we are here. It's time for that scouting report.
The scouting report.
Why is there a four of diamonds that's up here on the stage here?
I don't know. I guess someone was playing solitaire, and that was the last card. Pretty sure it's like a Cluey thing.
Like a threat from Cluey?
Like when you're like that involved in like Worlds of Warcraft or whatever, don't you like? I think everywhere he goes, he has to leave like a playing card. Like,
right. Like some kind of evil doer of some sort.
Like a serial killer's mark without serial killing anybody.
Why are kickers so weird?
I don't know. Well, I think of all. First of all, they have a lot of time on their hand.
Sure.
If I had a lot of time on my hand, I'd probably be pretty weird too.
Oh, yeah, because you're not at all.
No, I'm probably the most normal human being on the face of the earth.
Most people say that to me.
I took a normalcy test once, and it said most normal human being on the face of the earth.
On the face of the earth.
Listen,
that's nice.
I didn't make it up. I just took the test. So, speaking of normal, though, on a totally different subject, I like to bring people in and find out, on the news today, huge dude, did the guy die? The guy in Georgia, or did they stay as execution again?
I have no idea. That's hard news, man. I work on
Okay. So while we were talking about that today in the training room, and we were trying to decide, if you had to go, which way would you choose?
If you got to choose which way to go?
Like, there was a guy in Utah a few years back or whatever that chose the firing squad.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Can I go the route of Matthew McConaughey's dad? Because he died having sex.
Oh, jeez.
Can we do that?
I was talking about, if you were on death row.
Well, you said I had a choice.
Yeah, one of the methods of death row.
If you're not going to give me
my full
choices.
You're going with the chair. You're going with injection. You're going with a firing squad or an old good old-fashioned hanging.
I don't want to do the hanging. That looks bad.
That looks like it hurts.
Yeah.
I decided that, first of all, who signs up to be on the firing squad? Like, ooh, I want to shoot somebody. Sick. He might should be on the fire, getting fired at. I feel like if I went to the firing squad, I'd have a higher percentage chance of living because it's harder to hit a moving target.
Well, they have the one. Nobody knows on the firing squad which one actually has the live bullet.
I know. So if he misses, the other four are blank.
Yeah.
Were they going to reload?
And the other one, what is it, shoot Nerf? That's just like, I think I saw that come out. So.
And what if it's not a fatal shot to begin with?
God, that would be the worst. It'd be the last day on the job.
One more bullet, please. Can you imagine that? Like, can I get one more bullet?
This is really the stuff that occupies your time.
Yeah, this is what we were talking about in the training room today at work. So I figured I'd bring everybody inside the locker room for a minute and... you know, think about that. That's a deep question.
Yeah, it really is.
If you were going to get murdered by the state, which way would you like to happen?
I still like the Matthew McConaughey's dad's way, but whatever. You know, you are one of the 8 finalists in Sports Nation's first ever Baddest Dude in the NFL Award.
Oh, nice.
Did you know that?
No.
People can actually go on Facebook.com. You can go to /SportsNation, and you can vote for Jared Allen to be the baddest dude in the NFL.
That's kind of tight.
That is pretty tight.
I got nothing sarcastic to say about that, but cool.
Would you rather have the baddest dude or the best looking dude?
Oh, baddest dude. I'm not good looking. Dudes aren't good looking. Like, and if you are, there's a problem. Like, if you spend that much time to be good looking, you got issues.
What's the problematic thing is I worked this hard to get this level right here. This is where it stopped.
This is as good as it gets. My personality's got to shine through. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the guy, if we're at a live bar, I'm like, hey, calm it down. You know what I mean?
All right, we got to do our scouting
report. This isn't getting me any bonus points. So,
This week's scouting report is brought to you by Sports Authority, the official sporting goods retailer of the Minnesota Vikings. So we got Detroit coming in, Mall of America Field. Feels like a win. That's what I've been saying all week. But speaking of Detroit... better music that came out of Detroit, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, or Ted Nugent? The Nuge or Seger?
Bob Seger.
Yeah.
I kind of am a Nuge fan just because of his hunting and stuff like that.
Right.
But was never like a Nuge music fan.
He's crazy. He used to swing on vines and crap on it.
I'm not
show.
Really into heavy rock and like that. Bob Seger is phenomenal.
Kid Rock or Madonna, both from Detroit?
Ooh, you know what? Madonna's pretty awesome.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't like Madonna... well, that's your problem.
Please tell me you've never voked.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
Not at all.
Favorite Madonna song?
Probably Material Girl. It's pretty awesome. Or Like a Virgin.
That was a pretty good video.
Pretty good video.
That video was pretty awesome.
You know, I like them both. But, I mean, obviously, you know, Kid Rock's got more of that country type twang. But, I mean, I give much, much respect to Madonna.
Okay. So you would go with Madonna on that one?
Well, yeah, I mean, she, yeah. No, I wouldn't go. I would say I said Kid Rock, but I give a lot of respect to Madonna.
I know, but that was kind of a half-ass.
Depends on what mood I'm in.
All right.
Don't ever act like you were rocking out to Madonna in college. You and your buddies sitting around with your creepy mustaches.
just the top of the lip, the pencil thin
mustache. It was like Jimmy Buffett, Madonna. You know what? Throw on Madonna, guys. Let's get weird.
And then I put on the freshman 50, so then I had to do that beard that's like the outline, so now it looks like I have a jawline.
No, let's talk about that. That is, I absolutely can't stand the chin strap beard. And if you got a chin strap beard and you're offended, that sucks. Because you look like a leprechaun, first of all. And who wants to highlight their jaw? Like, your jawbone is so tight, you want to highlight it.
Well, that's why you're drawing it in, because you don't have one, because you just got jowls.
With, like, you know what? Brian Robinson used to have the freaking leprechaun thing going on. I always wanted to punch him. And I love the guy, but I'm like, come on. Like, really?
Then he accentuated with the braiding as well. That was nice. The cornrows.
But it's just like the jawbone outline. I'm not cool with it. Either go straight stash, you know, throw some chops in there. But
yeah,
the whole like, and then, you know, they just like the facial outline. Or the goatee, the really pencil thin goatee. Like, who are you fooling?
Wouldn't that be distracting, though? I mean, let's say you line up against Jeff Backus coming up here this weekend, and then you just come out rocking that, you know, just helmet off, and you just got that pencil thing going here, and you go, and you completely try to play it off like you're total BA. Just come out there, it's like,
hey, what's up?
That's right. I bet you are intimidated by my facial hair.
You automatically, like, lose 1,000 cool points, and you're probably going to have the worst game of your
life. But don't you think that he would actually sit there and just go, okay, I always thought he was a little crazy. He's absolutely nuts now.
No, if you're going to go with the stash, you're better off, like, thinning it out, like the Greenway stash. Greenway's got, like, the serial knife murderer stash, dude. Like, seriously.
It's spotty.
It's so spotty and, like, reddish thin, you know what I mean? Yeah. To where it's so creepy that you're like, He's not even, like, your face just grows in that creepy. You're not even trying.
I don't appreciate that stash at all because it makes me come in a little closer. I got to get a gander of it, you know, and I don't appreciate
it. And that's
that.
How they lure you in and then knife murder you. You see what I'm saying? Like, not cool.
Well, I'm not excited about next week's show now. That's for sure. Jeez. We're here every week at Sky Tech Sports Grill and Lanes.
Yeah, I'm just glad he doesn't color his stash in like somebody used to.
I have no idea. Oh, you just stop it right now. That's blasphemy. I didn't do that at all. I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, you know what? You guys, you had talked after the game last week, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We talked a little bit about this already. The second half, we've had some issues. And one thing I heard you talking to Greg Coleman in the locker room here on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network that you said, it's not on the field, it's in this locker room. The solution's in this locker room.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we practice our butts off. And when we go back in on Mondays and we watch the film, I mean, it's never a lack of effort.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we obviously, like I said earlier, we have an absolutely talented team. I mean, this team is, from top to bottom, very talented. You know, one of the most talented teams I've played on. And so it's a mindset. It really comes down to a mindset of no matter what happens, the ebbs and flows of the game, of just being mentally tough enough to execute better than the guy across from you. And, you know, we do it for 30, 40 minutes, but once we do it for 60 minutes, we'll be unstoppable.
Now, you know, we like to hit the hard-hitting questions here and really, you know, cut open a vein.
I feel like we just literally got deep right there.
Vikings country, Jared Allen, I am us. If your wife, heaven forbid, were to run away with an 80s band, would you prefer Journey, Styx, REO Speedwagon, or Air Supply?
Oh, goodness gracious. Air Supply Radio just gets me.
I know. I could totally live with that.
Totally.
She's just following her dream is
what
I'd say to
people. If my wife left me for Steve Perry, I kind of might celebrate that because of the fact that I'm like, the only person in the world she thinks is cooler than me is Steve frickin' Perry. Like, my bar just got raised to an umpteenth level. You know what I mean?
And there's a guy now, who granted, grew a bullet. Oh, boy.
Yeah, now, granted, I'm going to have to go knife murder Steve Perry.
Well, there is
but
that.
But that means I'm the coolest person in the world now.
But at least go for the lead singers, what I'm saying. Yeah. You know?
You know what?
Salahi. She
Audio
goes,
Speedwagon.
She goes for the guitarist.
I would have to say Journey or Air Supply. I would have to choose.
I'm totally all over Styx because I want some residuals coming off to Mr. Roboto. Greatest song.
But Styx isn't even together anymore.
Oh, all right. This is Vikings Country, ladies and gentlemen, with Jared Allen. I am Moss. We're back next week, 6:30, same place on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.